It's that time on the radio where we listen to Bill Blevins from Blevins Franks. Hello there, Bill.
Hi, Howard. How are you?
I'm very well indeed. Nice to talk to you as always. Well, today we're going to talk about your financial planning being fit for today's world. When you consider the investment climate, the tax rules, the pension legislation and so on, is it fair to say that the financial environment has changed significantly over the last decade or two?
Oh, I think everybody who is aware of the manner in which the world has changed over the last 10 years or so, especially since the economic meltdown of 2008, the tax environment around the financial and wealth management has changed significantly. And indeed, as the investment markets develop and they mature, new investment offerings pop up. Regulation has become more serious and more important in the everyday world of financial planning. But over the last couple of decades, it's almost unrecognizable in a sense that the regulatory regime is tougher, the tax regimes around the whole of the developed world, and sometimes even in the emerging markets, to the point at which the need to be on top of it almost on a weekly basis is essential, because whereas legislation in tax terms used to change infrequently but regularly, it's now frequent and regularly, if you see what I mean. So yes, I think it has changed significantly over the last decade or so.
What would you say are the key threats to our long-term wealth today?
Well, Howard, there are a myriad number of threats. They are perhaps personalised to individuals, but they essentially run around the fact of increasing inflation. There is no question that is increasing globally, and even at 2.5-3%, that is an erosion of capital that simply cannot be matched by bank deposits or stuffing your money in a box under the bed. The changes in taxation have been insidious over the last 10 years internationally, and you're pretty much taxed at every turn, and it's a massive threat to your current and long-term succession of wealth. Simply because everything seems to be a target for tax at the moment. But as importantly as that, perhaps, it is about understanding what you need to do and the advice you need to take to position your financial circumstances, your wealth, your pension, your investments, all of those things, in such a way so that you can live with the levels of investment risk involved. It might be down on a scale of 1 to 10, it might be down at 1, it might be up at 9, very rarely at 9, very rarely does it need to be at 1. But it's about getting the position, the picture that you need to form with your wealth into the right position. And that can only really happen if you take impartial and independent advice that knows more about the way things should be positioned than perhaps you do yourself. That's not meant to be offensive, but it's simply a fact that expertise in these matters brings you to a much more skillful conclusion of the way in which your wealth should be managed.
Yeah, I suppose there are a lot of threats out there, Bill, so is it possible to protect against those threats, or at least reduce them with careful planning?
Yeah, I think that's the whole point, Howard. I think if you are prepared to sit down and take independent and impartial advice, you don't have to act on it, but without going through the experience of discussing what you're trying to achieve, even if you don't fully understand exactly what it is you're trying to achieve, and you don't understand the means perhaps of getting you there, at least if you sit down with someone who's impartial and objective and who has your best interests at heart, you are likely to find the scales moved from your eyes to give you a much better idea of how you can improve your wealth by mitigating taxation, by improving the returns on capital, by increasing your tax efficient income. So there are plenty of ways of countering the risks of increasing taxation, increasing inflation, inappropriate investment advice. All of those things can be countered properly if you're talking to professionally qualified, skillful advisors who can point you in the right direction for you then to consider whether or not you want to follow that path.
Well, for our listeners in Spain, Bill, what are the benefits of using a professional financial advisor compared to do-it-yourself financial planning?
Oh, I think there are some merits in trying to do some parts of your financial planning yourself. But as I've said so many times, Howard, without wishing to sound blasé, if you're trying to do this on a DIY basis, you really don't know what you don't know. And the idea of using an impartial and skilled qualified, professional, independent financial advisor is to make sure that the awareness of that skillful individual is brought to your attention in a way in which you can understand and accept that there may be a methodology for you which you weren't aware of and which will get you from where you are to where you would like to be.
And how important is it, Bill, for you to use an advisor who lives and also works in Spain?
Oh, that is a very good question, Howard. I've got myself into a lot of trouble in the recent past by suggesting that to retain your UK financial advisor is to intentionally get yourself into a situation where you're not getting the best out of your new environment of living in Spain. Look, let me just turn the tables for a second. If you were still living in the United Kingdom, would you be taking advice from a Spanish regulated advisor living in Spain? And the answer is no, you certainly wouldn't, or at least if you did, you might need your brains tested. But the truth is that having someone who is of the same nationality as you and therefore culturally accepts and understands what you're trying to achieve more easily perhaps than someone who is an indigenous Spaniard, for example, not that that's impossible, but it's more likely culturally that a British based advisor or a British cultural advisor will be closer to thinking in the same terms as you. But the advantage of having someone who also works and lives in the same environment as you is that not only will they have the technical expertise of the country from which you came and the country in which you now live, they will also have those very important practical edges that you need to get the best out of everything, simply because they live and work in exactly the same environment as you do.
So, Bill, how do you go about finding one of these trustworthy advisors who you can hopefully work with for long-term times?
I think it's important if ever it's possible, to get referrals, you know, to take a recommendation from someone that you know. Isn't always the case, of course. It may not come your way that you meet someone, for example, who's already taken advice from Blevins Franks. But in the case of Blevins Franks, for example, they have been advising expatriates locally throughout the whole of the costas of Spain for over 40 years. They have been successful during that time. The business would never have been as successful as it has become, and it's an enormous business now, without providing, over the longer term, high quality, sensible, well-proportioned and individualised financial advice. So, you know, there's no question that the first step, I suppose, if you can't get a recommendation, is to make arrangements to talk to someone, say from Blevins Franks, and sit down and listen to what they have to say. It's not going to cost you. You simply need to understand what the opportunities might be, and then you will have a checklist, if you like, to select from those things which suit you, those things which don't, to come to a sort of a partnership, an arrangement with the financial advisor that means you're working in tandem with each other. Ideal world, when we're giving advice to our clients, we don't really think of clients as separate from us. When we are working with a client, we're in a partnership with that client. We make decisions in accordance with that client's wishes, having considered all the facts to make sure that we're working as a partnership, if you like, as a team, so that we understand the client intrinsically well and can get that client in the comfort zone in which he or she exists to actually improve their lot financially, both by tax planning and by investment choices.
Yeah. Finally then, when reviewing your financial planning to make sure it's up to date, should you look at the various elements together or tackle them one by one?
You asked about DIY earlier, Howard, and the DIY enthusiast can usually become fairly accomplished in the individual components of their various financial circumstances, their tax position in the UK, their tax position in Spain, the investment choices at low levels of risk, the investment choices at medium and higher levels of risk. There's lots of issues that an individual can become very good at DIYing. But the real benefit of taking an experienced and skillful independent financial planning opportunity through advice is that they will look at your overall wealth in a more holistic way, so that they are bringing together all the various elements of the jigsaw of your financial position to make sure that it makes a complete and understandable picture and works together, synchronized and in harmony, rather than elements of your financial planning being operated at different levels for different reasons, because very often it's within that kind of environment that there's a crack in the floorboards through which an opportunity to increase your wealth disappears. So it's quite important to deal with everything in an holistic way to make sure you're optimizing, maximizing the benefits of all the things you've worked all of your life to accrue.
And how can our listeners get in touch with you, Bill?
I think initially, you know, there will be an office not too far from where you are living. You can go to the website at blevinsfranks.com and seek out information from the website. Look at the history of the business. Look at some of the articles there you may find of interest. But essentially, you can then contact the local office where the partner or the senior partner resident there will be pleased to hear from you. And obviously, we'll help you come to judgments about whether or not your own personal financial circumstances can be improved.
Yeah. Well done. Thank you, Bill. We'll talk again at the same time next week.
Thanks a lot, Howard. Have a good week.